welcome to another episode of Potions and Potpourri. Today's episode is going to be another live play.
Woo! We're actually doing it! We told you so, it happened!
We're doing it! We also do other types of things on this show.
Oh, do we? What are those things, Kayla?
We talk about stuff, and we interview people sometimes, and we even do a potion segment where we make things up on the fly.
Yes.
One of our guests that have been on our show is here again tonight for his third debut, actually.
Wow, that's the most of any guest.
I'm a regular.
So tonight's show, we're going to have Kayla, which is me.
Mm-hmm. And Keisha, tis I.
As well as two more guests on the show. One that you already know and love, Mr. Seth Kimbrell.
I hope love, definitely know.
And our newest guest is Jeff Mann. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
So we're going to have four people doing a fun one-shot today.
Yes, the one-shot that we are going to do is one you may have heard of. apparently Critical Role had done this. Also, it is called Honey Heist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily like a D&D one-shot per se. It's kind of its own little thing because you don't have any of the like character sheets or any of the rules or really anything from D&D except D6s. That's the dice you use to roll.
Yeah.
And you kind of have like really bare basic stats.
Bare stats.
We're going to try to be punny tonight. I apologize and I'm not sorry at the same time. But yeah, I'll go ahead and just kind of read exactly what it is and what we're doing and how it goes. Honey Heist is a one-shot that is free to download for anyone. You can literally just type in Honey Heist and you get it from the creator who goes by, oh boy, G-S-H-O-W-I-T-T?
Ghosty. That's what that sounds like.
Sure. Oh, G, show it? Google it. It'll pop up. It'll ask you to download it. And bam, you got it. It's literally that easy.
I'm pretty sure you can choose to donate or pay.
Yes, that's for this right. Too. It's not strictly, yeah, you can choose how much you
want. Which is certainly what Critical Role did, and they also recommended that for future use if anybody's able.
Yeah, so even if it's just like a couple bucks, like.
Mm-hmm. It sure has gotten popular, so I'm sure this person is very happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a fun little one. I'm super excited for it. All right, so Honey Heist. Everybody here is a bear.
Right.
If that wasn't already obvious, we are not people. You're all bears.
I'm definitely a person.
Well, all right.
Definitely not a bear.
Okay. Roll for deception. It's not in this game. So basically, in general, you guys get together to do some sort of heist. And there's a bunch of different factors that you can roll for at random to see where it's held at. And who's organizing it, who's kind of the big bad, you can kind of say what kind of security features there are. And there's like a little section that the bears know nothing about, but the honey master, which is what I'm going to be. I am the one who knows this little secret here that eventually pops up whenever I choose throughout all of this. Again, check it out. I highly recommend it. It's super simple. It's literally one or two pages, depending on which version you're looking at, because I know there's like a revised one that someone did that you can have a bit more details on. Because the original one is literally just a piece of paper where the person wrote everything out, it looks like, and then just like sent it to
the
internet.
That's amazing.
To be shared.
It's just like somebody made a quick little game for them and their friends.
Yeah.
And was like, this is fun, I'm gonna put it on the internet.
Yeah.
People are like, this is really fun.
Look how big it is. You never know. Maybe it's inspiring for you guys. So I think we'll just go ahead and hop right into it. We'll describe a bit more about how things work over time as we play. Again, so I'm going to be the honey master. These three are going to be the bears. And for this particular game, they have been hired to do a sort of heist. And they are gathering to plan it out, hear the details, and then just kind of take it from there. So,
do we want to talk about how we became the type of bears that we are? Oh, yeah. I guess you guys are different kinds of bears. There is a chart where, again, you roll D6s for literally everything. You can roll for what kind of bear you are. You can roll for what role they have in the heist. And also what it's like your kind of temperament or your
descriptor,
like, descriptor. Mm-hmm. Right.
So descriptor, which everybody did roll for. Bear type and role, which mm-hmm. we have not rolled for the role yet, but we will do that as we play.
Mm-hmm. I no longer think that role is a real word.
Roll. I've said it so many times.
Roll.
English language. It sucks. Yeah. Did we want to go over that?
Yeah.
Real quick.
We'll just start introducing ourselves. So I'm Kayla. I'm Bearmine Danger. I'm a slick black bear. I am proficient in climb. Ex-romantic partner to the next bear that we'll meet.
Which is me. So I am Seth. My bear alter ego is Michael Bearps. I am a retired polar bear. So my special skill is swim. Former romantic partner of Bear Miney and father to the next bear we will introduce.
That would be me. I'm Jeff. My bear name is Bartholomew. And I am indeed the bear son of these other two bears. I'm a panda bear.
Yeah, you know, because I'm a black bear.
And I'm a polar bear.
And he's a polar bear. So obviously Bartholomew so is a panda bear.
He's naturally a panda bear.
That's biology.
Nature, yeah, that's how nature be. I saw it on David Attenborough's show.
As a panda bear, I am distractingly adorable.
Accurate.
And also incompetent.
That's perfect.
Also accurate. Such good roles were made for the building of these characters.
Yeah, so at some point we will be rolling for our roles to see what kind of position we will be within on. The party.
Mm-hmm.
Not a role. Position.
There you go. Switch
Thank
up
you
the
so
word.
Much.
Yeah. Saying it so many times. What does it even mean anymore? All right. Now that we've introduced the cast, let's go ahead and hop into the story. So you guys have been invited to come to the land of Ypara. So I'm going to say this right now. There's a lot of B words that I've taken in here and I rearranged the letters. Mm-hmm. So this is apiary, if you know what that is. Ding,
okay.
Ding, ding. Point for you. So this is the land of Ypara. And it is a beautiful land filled with flowers and bees.
Hey.
And the people called the keepers who take care of the bees, because they have made a sort of synchronicity with each other. The people take care of the bees, and the bees will respond by blessing all of their crops, helping them give them food, all that stuff. They live in perfect harmony. It is a beautiful land and is very, very peaceful. It is very well known for their honey that they gather every year, which they hand out and give to those who need food for the coming harsh winters. And then come spring and summer again, they do it all over again, where they just spend all that time just gathering that honey that everyone desires, especially bears, I might note. So it's not that bears are not unwelcome, it's just they need to be a little watched, because we know that bears can get a little hungry for honey, and this honey's very special, and everyone needs to share, so they're a little wary of bears. So, you are being welcomed into Ypara, and this is the end of summer. It's getting into fall. You have been summoned here individually, I would imagine. You are not coming in together, and the one who has brought you here, her name is Queenie, of course. She is the one who desperately called out for your help, because someone has taken all of the honey that they spent so much time and that they worked so hard to make. But not only that, there was something else that they took as well. And she couldn't even say in the note that she sent you
what it was.
But God, you could just read.
Tell. Yes.
It was convenient.
Very basic words. Please help. No, honey. Ah.
Oh, I understand.
Frowny face. So you are the ones who had responded to this call for help. So you guys are gathering to meet Queenie in her tiny little hive castle. Who would be showing up first, would you think, out of all of you guys?
I mean, I'm retired, so I feel like I'm unfashionably late.
I would be first.
Okay.
So this, like, very sleek, kind of small black bear, like, saunters up, like if bears could be shaking their hips. And bears do kind of walk with that rolling gait, you know? I mean, they're kind of like...
You got that going. You got it.
That big hip swing. But, you know, more dramatic.
Yeah.
Nice. And this specimen of a bear comes rolling up. Is Queenie just outside?
So she is waiting to greet you just outside the gates of her little castle. Again, this area is just flourishing with flowers everywhere. And you can see that they're doing very well. They're all just like at the end of blooming. Some of them are turning into berries and such. And all the people are tending them. You can see bees buzzing about, doing their business and everything. But everything seems a little bit sad at the same time, too. Aww. It's not quite as vibrant. It's not quite the way that you've heard stories of, that you've been told it's supposed to be just bursting with color and joy and all these things. But it's definitely toned down as you come up. And she's just fluttering just before. So
she's a bee.
Basically a bee, yes. Oh. But she's almost like half human size, you know? You could say like halfling size, really. She has her little crown. It's a little tilted. And she's wringing her hands. Cute. All of them.
Oh,
together. But she sees you coming along and she claps her hands and goes, "Oh, good. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, please come in, come in. You've heard my call, I assume."
I'm like, "Oh, Queenie, darling, I'm here to help. Came as soon as I could. Did you call in any other reinforcements?"
"Oh, of course, of course. I've tried to send out for as many as I could. Unfortunately, hearing how dangerous it could be, very, very few have decided to hear my call and actually come. So you are the first of at least a few, I hope."
"Well, I hope we get a few more, but if not, I'm sure I can do it on my own."
"I'm sure you could do well, yes."
"Well, we'll wait and see who else joins the call."
"Yes, very well, very well. Please, if you want to take a seat, I would offer you honey, but unfortunately, we are completely out. All of it has been taken."
"Are there any, trees?"
"Oh, yeah, there's definitely all kinds of trees everywhere."
"Okay."
"And bushes of all sorts. It's very nature-y here."
"Yeah, great." Hermione is going to go saunter up to one of the big trees and just start, like, lazily, like, scratching her claws into the branch, you know, kind of, like, stretching out.
And on that note, who arrives secondly?
So next, walking through the fields is Bartholomew. He is a fairly small panda bear, younger than Bearmine here. A little round, kind of chubby.
Aww.
In the face, especially. As I approach, I'm kind of playfully like chasing bees and
cute.
Like rolling in the flowers.
Queenie's like, oh no. Seeing all of this.
And I make my way up to Queenie. "Hi there. I heard you needed help."
"Yes. Oh, another one. Yay." She calls out to you.
Oh, I turn around. "Bartholomew, baby.
Oh, hello,
good to see
mother.
You. Come here." And I like give him a big bear hug and like ruffle
wiggle.
His head.
I like escape out of the bottom of the hug.
And I like pat his tummy and I'm like, "Sure are
well,
getting
you're
around.
Embarrassing me."
Queenie is like smiling like behind her hand, you know, trying to pretend she's not seeing all of this, but you know, she's definitely enjoying this little scene. She thinks it's adorable. And once you're done with the hugging and everything, she turns back to you and she says,
Well, thank you so much for arriving. I'm so glad that there's another who is heeding my call. Thank you for joining us. It seems you already know each other. I'm sure that will help very much.
I'm sure it will.
Oh, yes. This is going to be such a lovely affair.
Oh, well, I hope not. But, well, if it seems like this is all that's coming, I mean, I've waited a while, but I don't know if anyone else is going to arrive in just at that moment.
Sounds like my cue. So off in the distance, these fields of flowers start like kind of rustling and parting, right? And as this sort of it's sort of like when a worm is burrowing through dirt, you know, you can like see it popping up over the ground. As this gets closer, a polar bear who certainly has a few extra pounds on him comes. And what he's doing is he's laying on his back. And he's doing a backstroke
with his front paws,
and he's just using his back paws to push himself through the flowers.
Yes.
He gets to where the others are gathered, and pops up and looks back and forth between Queenie and his former partner and his son. Oh, of course, this isn't an intervention, is it? I'll send the payments, I promise.
Oh no, this isn't intervention at all. Oh no. Please, I don't know why you would think such a thing.
Hermione rolls her eyes and goes, oh, this is going to be a family affair, isn't it? Goodness gracious.
He's like looking between one and the other and one and the other and,
oh, dear. This won't be a problem, will it? I do need all the help I can get and you're the only ones who have arrived.
Well, I think you should ask Hermione if it's going to be a problem.
Is it going to be a problem?
You tell me, Michael.
Is it going to be a problem?
What do you think, Bartholomew? Is it going to be a problem?
Now, don't bring...
Are you guys starting already?
Don't bring him into this. Goodness.
Sweat drops starting to
appear. I'm, like, looking around at this point, like, I hope somebody else is coming.
I look at Michael. You know, we used to work so well together. I guess we could try again.
Maybe one last time for our son.
Don't do it for me. Do it for the honey.
Yes, please. It really is important. If we don't get this honey back, so many would go so hungry for so long and they might starve. And so many people of ours rely on this honey.
I just can't believe somebody would steal all of the honey.
Oh, well, I can. Well, if you would follow me, I can tell you more.
And she waves you in and she goes inside her little tiny honeycomb, which is just enough for all of you to fit rather comfortably. The chairs are, of course, much smaller than for an average bear. But, you know, you kind of make do as best you can if you choose to sit there or stand or however you be. And she flutters over to her little throne and she pops right into it. And she looks at all of you and says,
so, as you know, every year we hold a celebration for all of our people and bees to celebrate our unity. And, of course, we were just getting ready to prepare for that when suddenly we were all attacked by the Fire Nation. Just kidding. We were all attacked by the Yellow Jackets.
No.
Oh, yes, I know.
Those jerks have been terrorizing these woods for far too long.
I know. They're just so jealous of the honey that we make because they're unable to make their own. And they've tried so many different other plots before trying to steal our honey or trying to figure out how we do it, and finally they broke through and they just took it all. And on top of that, almost worse is that they took Abraham Lincoln's beehive.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
The whole hive.
Yes.
Not Abraham Lincoln's hive.
No, Abraham.
So you're saying there's no honey?
There's none at all. Not even a drop.
Michael kind of pats his stomach. Oh, we better be quick about this one.
Of course, your reward would definitely be a decently sized portion of the honey for all three of you, for sure. So please, if that's not enough incentive, I don't have much else to really give you except just my pleas and the hope that you'll do this good thing for us.
This is the most important heist we'll ever do.
I would agree.
I'm in.
Oh, good.
Me too.
Yay.
Yeah, me as well.
Oh, wonderful.
That's my boy.
Our first family heist.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Totally not really recognizing the, like, side eyes you keep giving each other and, like, the heavy feeling in the room. Nobody's, like, close to each other, really. So she goes on.
So, of course, I'm sure you have heard the Yellow Jackets. They are a gang. They wear Yellow Jackets.
Yep.
I assumed.
Yes. And they go around just being so mean to people. I never understood that. But yes, they are the ones led by their own queen herself. She's the one who organized this whole heist of stealing all of the honey and everything. She is Vespida. That is her name. So she is the one who for certainly has taken all of this for her own selfish needs, because we all know that she has a very unhealthy attraction to honey, if you ask me. But it sounds like they hoarded it away to one of their old hideouts. It used to be a convention center at one point. It was part of their one of their old heists where they tried to do like this honey con. Oh, everybody bring their honey and oh, show us how you do it. And it definitely didn't work. We saw right through that.
It sounds like a wonderful place to go.
Oh, it wasn't at all. It was very terrible. Oh. That's why it's abandoned.
Okay.
But we do know that's where they are, but it is heavily guarded. And only those who have been invited to the secret auction for Abraham Lincoln's beehive. Say that 10 times fast. It's going to be held. And it's going to be in just a few nights, just in time for you to be able to travel there and get there in time, I hope. So I'm hoping that maybe since I've heard of your past heists, you should be able to do this.
Will you be able to get us in there as special guests for the auction?
So there's only so much I'll be able to do. There are three checkpoints. The first one is you're going to have to wear some sort of mask that the guests have been sent out and given. So you're going to have to find a way to get yourself some. The second checkpoint is apparently some sort of password. And I haven't been able to figure that out. But I'm sure if you listen closely to others, you might be able to figure it out. The third one I can't help you with. And you hear a... as she pulls this giant bag of money and plops it on the ground. Kling! And it just, like, these gold coins just spill out from this bag.
Is this honey? And I, like, sniff it.
No, I don't suggest biting that.
Oh.
That's called, money.
Honey? Sounds like honey. My boy! My
boy! It's sure the same color as honey.
It is very similar. Apparently some people put this in higher regard than honey? I don't understand. You can't eat it.
Sounds like a waste.
They use this at the third checkpoint as their entrance fee. So we can at least help you with this checkpoint. But the other two, you'll have to figure it out yourself.
So you're saying that if we take this useless crap shitting on the ground, we can trade it for honey?
Essentially, yes.
Wow, this is going to be the easiest heist we've ever done.
What a world we're living in.
Well, that's just to get in.
Oh.
From what I've been told, I don't know much about the actual building itself, but again, it is very heavily guarded by stingers. I know. They're terrible.
Now, let's pretend for my son here, who might not know what a stinger is. I know, of course, but for him, what's a stinger?
Oh, Michael.
Could you hold that back for just a little bit, Hermione?
Oh, you want to start this now?
Not in front of our child,
I don't. Would you two knock it off?
I agree.
You're going to love your position.
She goes on, well, they're part of the Yellow Jackets, but they are of the highest rank. You'll definitely be able to tell by their completely black jackets with just one yellow line. And they're the ones that have long, thin, needle-like fingernails that if they sting you with them, you'll go paralyzed or poisoned.
Oh, my goodness.
They're very terrible and dangerous for sure. And within that convention center, I know that is where everything is being held. I don't have any information on what it looks like on the inside or how you can get in, but I'm going to leave that up to you because I know you're professionals and you can do it.
We can
do it. I have all the hope.
This ain't my first rodeo, as they say.
It's mine.
That's true, son. I didn't know if I wanted to show you this part of the business, but perhaps it's time.
I believe we're in it now.
What parts of the business have you shown?
I would like to second that question.
None of your businesses. Anyways, I think we should discuss how we should proceed together. Should we do the old ragtag, Michael Barps?
Give him the old razzle dazzle.
That's right. Maybe this is a good time for us to roll for our roles.
All right, as you guys get together and huddle and begin mm-hmm. to plot, how do you decide to go about this? What roles do Let's you
see.
Have?
Let's all roll and see.
Nice, different numbers.
Okay, well, obviously I'm the one that kind of knows the ins and outs of these types of things, so I'll be the hacker. I'll be the one that'll be able to tell us which rooms are going to be empty, the best exits, maybe some underground systems, you know, we'll find all that.
You do seem very perceptive.
What about you, son? What do you think you can bring?
I think with my youthful energy and young brain, I can be the brains of this operation.
I'm not sure. A fresh outlook is always wonderful to have.
Oh, you make me so proud.
That's bold for a first heist, son, but I believe in you. Well, I guess that leaves me to do the talking here, as we all expected, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm not sure how I feel about this line of questioning.
You know, as much as we've been in some pickles before, Michael, I actually think this is the perfect role for you.
All it takes is balancing on a big red ball and everyone's focused on me.
That was always your favorite trick.
It's the old routine.
Well, very well. Do you have any other questions for me? Do you feel rather set on what you need to do? Of course, I can point you in the direction. But
yes, which direction? We just walk there,
it's going to be that way, yep. She points.
An arbitrary that way. Yes. Perfect.
And you all turn your head in unison. Oh, sorry. You turn your head in unison when she's pointing, and you see, so you're covered in just this field of colors and beauty, but then the camera goes, and it zooms in to the dark side. You know, the land of like shadows and lightning. There's like this permanent swirl of black clouds just hovering over in that corner of the world, and you just hear from as far away as you are. And it looks scary. Zooms right back to you.
Are you sure you don't mean that other way?
What's the other way? It's just like a version of Candyland. It's all these like happy little people. They're like happy, 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 happy.
Oh my god. That seems like a good place to be.
Yeah. They sure seem happy.
Seems like where you might find some honey.
You would think, but they're not as interested in honey. They have their other forms of sugar high. That goes on over there. Yeah, we ignore that place a little bit.
Okay, but we know which way to go now, so I guess we can just walk there, right?
Yeah.
Is there somewhere we can get some clothes or something on the way?
You know, I do think a disguise will be best, trying to get in there unannounced. Also, how do we carry this bag of gold? Was it called?
Yes.
Hamani, I believe.
Hamani.
Hamani. That's right. That's what it's actually called. Sinini. Yes, of course, if you want to go through my chest of clothing that I conveniently have at my disposal at any time, you can certainly take a look through there. A lot of the people that are going to be there are not necessarily of the bearish type. It's more of those two-leggers, you know, those guys.
Gorillas.
No, the uglier ones.
Oh.
You know the ones.
I do. I hoped it wasn't them.
They do have some interesting skin choices, though, for their clothes.
They do. And we try not to look too poorly on them. They do help us out over here in Yipara.
Well, we'll see how well we can mimic their disguise.
Yes, because of course, unfortunately, the Yellow Jackets are very anti-bear right now, as they're trying to hoard all of that honey, and they know how much of a danger bears can be when it comes to honey. So it may
they
be
better
best
be
if you
scared.
Who would hoard honey?
Indeed.
On that note, she scuttles over into her little secret chamber, and she comes pulling out this giant oak chest and pulls it in front of you guys and opens it up. And it's just this random assortment of clothing where it's pretty obvious that, like, she knows nothing about it. Literally a little bit of just everything from across all kinds of generations and styles are just shoved in there haphazardly with no rhyme or reason. And she just goes, all right, this is what they wear, I guess. So pick whatever looks great to you.
Hermione goes in there first. Is this Tiffany? And she starts digging through. And there's like a flourish of flower petals and dirt as she gets changed. And she comes out wearing a sassy black t-shirt. Leopard skirt, knee-length leopard skirt, and some cool shades.
Oh yeah.
And
well put together look.
All put together, this ensemble gives her 17 on the human believability scale.
Nice.
So pretty believable. She's looking pretty fly, and she strikes a pose. She puts her little bear butt out.
And Queenie's just like,
you got hardly there. Recognize you, huh?
She goes, oh, this old getup. Yes, this look should do hair. Quite well.
You know, sometimes I remember what was bear mind.
Oh gosh, Michael, don't get started.
So I'll kind of just like jump into the trunk. Yes. Just like dive in, and then the whole thing is like shaking, like, yeah, like moving around. And you see a little panda bear head pop up, and he's got this long, flowing, beautiful blonde wig. I'm kind of flipping my hair back and forth. It's like Fabio or something.
Hermione is clapping. Oh, goodness, Bartholomew. Yes, yes.
And I dive back under, and the box is shaking around some more. And I jump back out, and I've got a nice kind of light blue frilly sweatshirt that I'm wearing. And I've also found a beautiful plaid skirt. It's about down to my bare knees.
It's the worst outfit I've ever seen.
So good.
And I think I'm pretty confident this is how the ugly apes dress.
Yeah. I've seen many of their young ones like that. Yes.
Hermione comes over to Bartholomew and just like does a little like spin motion for you to give me some moves.
I do.
It's like,
nice,
oh, Bartholomew, that is quite the outfit you've picked. I think you'll fit right in.
You're a natural, son.
It's
I'm
true.
Natural.
I can't believe this is happening.
Wonderful, wonderful.
All right, watch an expert at work. You see, as the face of the group, I'm going to have to be very, very subtle, very downplayed. And Michael Barrett walks in, and he doesn't do the dive in or the shaking. He walks in and just grabs the first three things he sees, which is a very 90s style tie-dyed t-shirt.
Yes.
Some blue denim bell bottoms.
Yeah. Hell yes.
And with just those two on, he starts to leave the trunk and then stops and says, wait a minute, for the pièce de résistance. And puts on a bejeweled crown on his head. They'll never know. And this gives him a human believability score of a paltry 13. Not my best work.
Bartholomew, did you tell us your HBS?
Yeah, with my beautiful frilly sweatshirt and knee-length skirt and this amazing wig,
mm-hmm.
I score
nice.
A 15 on the human believability scale.
Nice. And what is that out of?
What is that out of? I'm not ready for that.
Sorry. Me either.
Yeah.
I want to say 22 is the max you could get.
It seems like it's within the 20s, around there. Oh. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, it looks like actually you could get a 27 if you rolled. Because you roll 4d6s to get like descriptor and item. So you could roll up to, you could roll 6-4 times to get you 24. Mm. Then our accessory, the cool shades, is the best one for plus 3.
27, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Meanwhile, 27. I got the next two worst accessories.
Yeah.
Second only to a badge that says bear and proud. So
Well, at least you left that one.
I beat that bar. I was like, Michael Barris was looking like he had a crown in his left paw and this badge in his right paw. I was like, which one of these?
What do I choose?
What's more subtle?
Or blue pill?
Yes, but so we can get about 27 if you get all of the best pieces.
Yes. And this is something, again, that you can also roll for, but this was pre-rolled just to kind of get that out of the way and everything and figure out what these guys are going to look like. And as you can tell, they are gold.
Michael Barps is like the most complete costume. Yeah,
I think those kind of go together.
I slay.
I also imagine like your bell bottoms are not just plain. They also have like little decals. Of, like,
yeah. And they're bedazzled. They're absolutely bedazzled.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a Walkman just blasting the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say tie-dye Grateful Dead, obviously. All right. So you have your disguises. Queenie is fairly satisfied. She doesn't really know what you're supposed to look like as a two-legger. But that seems accurate, right? Prove her wrong. So you have your disguises. You have your money. How are you going to carry that money?
I really have no clue. It seems pretty heavy. I guess I'll try and drag it with one of my paws.
I mean, it's not so heavy. I mean, for her, for a tiny little frail being, it's super heavy. But for you guys, I mean, it's just like a medium-sized sack, maybe.
Could we tie it to Bartholomew's wig? Like tie the wig around the sack of money?
Oh my god.
You tell me how you do it.
Be careful with this wig now.
We can just put it on you as a belt. It'll be a dangling accessory to that already gauche outfit.
It would go, yes.
Oh, perfect dynamic. All right, so you have your disguise, you have your money, you know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you guys will need before you go on your little journey and begin the heist?
I don't think so. We know who we are and what we're doing.
Yeah.
We've come together as a family.
All right. Very well, then. I'll send you on your way, and I will wait for you here. But I know it's going to go well. There's no way that this could go wrong at all whatsoever. Yeah, and I also I totally believe then none of you will give in to your bear instincts and go totally wild and eat all the honey. Everything will be fine. And she waves you goodbye rather dramatically. And there's like a bunch of other bees around her that are like, buzz, buzz, oh, saying bye as well. And some of them are just giving you little air kisses. And good luck, good luck, good luck.
As we walk away, I would like to mutter to these two, you know what sounds like a good idea?
What's that?
Giving into our bear instincts and eating all the honey.
Oh my goodness, Michael, you always were one for excess.
I'm just saying, there's going to be a mound of honey at the end of this.
I would like to dip a little extra, if you know what I mean. But we must still bring the honey back before we make any decisions.
So how this game works is that there are basically two bars. There's your bear bar and your criminal bar. They go up to 6. So everybody starts out with 3 each. 3 into bear and 3 into criminal. Depending on your actions, will take away from one and add to the other. So you can't do 6 all the way maxed out on both bear and criminal. No, you were either total bear or total criminal, or a sort of balance between the two. So ways that you swing between the two, like for example, if you want to be more criminal-like, if you guys make a plan and it goes off without a hitch, you add a point. Mm-hmm. It's a criminal. You take it away from bear. If the plan fails and you get really frustrated by something, put a point into bear. Take away from criminal. Other options will be a bit more flavorful of like if you guys flash back to a previous heist, if you want to purposefully increase your criminal side, or if you want to increase your bear side, do something very bearish. Like an example that they have in the original HoneyCon sheet is if you eat some honey or something like that. Maybe if you do like scratch your back against a tree or dig for grubs, maybe. You guys can get pretty creative and tell me how you guys want to purposefully go on one side or the other. Because again, as you guys do plans and try to execute them, whether they succeed or fail, that's going to swing it which way. Because if you hit criminal all the way, that makes you betray the party. And if you hit bear all the way, you just get insanely bearish. Full of bear rage and just bear out. So you don't want to be all the way in one side. So it's up to you guys to try to help keep that balance or not. Maybe you want to be completely bear and eat all the honey, or you want to be completely criminal and just steal everything and blend in with the society and just pull off this heist and maybe do another. Who knows? But now that we have that out of the way, you guys travel onward, and we're going to kind of basically skip through this. It takes a couple of days of travel getting there. But is there any sort of interaction between you three? Apparently, you've been apart for some time. There's a little bit of a dynamic going on here. Some of you guys seem a little antagonistic between each other.
I asked Bartholomew, son, is this your first job in a while? You not been working for a while?
Well, nothing like this. This sounds kind of dangerous and exciting.
Dangerous, yes. Exciting, I hope so.
Is this your first heist, son?
This is my first heist. I sure hope it goes well.
I would like to bring up, we're putting the planning and brains roll onto the one who's never heisted before.
Well, you know I've never been good at that sort of intrigue work.
Oh, I know.
I'm much more suited to the subtlety of this project.
That's one word for it.
Look, you just do your job, which is talking us in there.
I can talk.
Yes, we know that.
Oh, I love it.
So,
look, Bermione, I need to know that we can trust each other on this heist.
I think we can. It might take a little bit more work, but you got to start really showing me what you're good for.
Okay, that wasn't the most encouraging of responses. Look, but we'll start here.
We don't want to fight in front of Bartholomew. He's seen enough. I think we can work together in this and come out successful.
I believe so, too. Bartholomew, how do you feel about working with your parents?
I have faith that you guys can put aside your differences. Maybe after all this is over, we can all go living together again.
What a naive little boy.
That's awesome. Even the narrator's like, ooh. That's amazing. There are so many times it's so hard for me to not be like, oh, roll persuasion. Oh,
yeah,
roll
totally.
None of that's on here.
Now, Bartholomew, are you going to have enough food with you? I know how hungry you get on these long trips.
Well, it sure sounds like honey's in short supply.
Do you have
I'm not sure.
Don't you enjoy that bamboo stuff?
I do. I don't see any of it around here.
Oh, goodness. He didn't bring his own food.
What was that, Mom?
Oh, really nothing. Right? I, like, ruffle his wig. See, all right. Well, let's just keep walking. I'm sure we'll get there soon.
So eventually you get there. And it is a pretty, like, very obvious sudden transition. It's not like you slowly, like, the flowers just kind of slowly disappear and the foliage just kind of slightly turns less green, a bit more gray, and gets a little scraggly. No, it's a literal just line that you can step over, where one side is lush and beautiful and just, oh, fresh and nature. And then the other side is just, whoa, dead and scraggly and dirt and nothing grows here. Why does this place exist? How do people live here?
Goodness.
It's just literal, you take a step and you're in the other land, the dark lands.
What's wrong with this place?
I don't know, son. Let's not spend too much time here.
What kind of competitive swimming scene do you think they have in the dark lands?
I would say not much, but even so, you might not be quite in your element.
That was an uncalled for cheap shot, Bermione.
I believe you could still win any race you enter.
Thank you, son.
Oh,
a little tear rolls down Michael Barrett's cheek.
If swimming will help us get that honey back, I encourage you to do it. Whatever it takes.
Well, if you were more supportive like this before, perhaps we wouldn't be in this situation, would we?
Michael, we've got a job to do.
You're right.
You want this to be bearable, don't you?
Nice. If only you could get inspiration. Bummer.
So I have a quick question. Our bear types give us like a proficiency.
Right.
So does that mean we get to roll proficiency when we use that type of skill?
I would imagine so.
So like I'm climb, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you find a way to use a climbing ability, cool. I would say so. Okay. For sure.
Down here at the bottom in the bear criminal box, it says if you're using your bear special skill or doing something related to your roll.
Oh, you roll two.
You roll 2d6 and pick the better one.
That's right.
You get advantage.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so definitely keep that in mind. So you have climb. What is your special
ability? Distractingly adorable.
Yeah, okay, that's right. And yours with swimming?
Swim, yes.
All right, perfect. All right. So you guys continue onward. And this place just doesn't even feel nice. As soon as you like start walking, you know, the ground is just so dry and crunchy on your soft little plush paws. It doesn't feel so good or welcoming. The air itself just feels like it's trying to push you out. It's almost like resisting you as you're trying to go forward. You kind of have to put some effort into it as you're walking along. And everything around you, again, just looks so deadened. Nothing seems to be remotely alive. You don't hear the buzz of activity from like little insects. You don't even see anything like crawling through any sort of rodents at all. Just there's nothing here. It's just so scraggly and sad. So you continue forward. Did you want to say something?
I did, actually. Yes. I think this is a point. So Michael Barbs is looking around at this total lack of any life. I think Michael Barbs would like to dig for some grubs.
All
right. both because he's a little peckish. He could go for a snack right now.
Yeah, it's been some time.
But also he's curious how dead is the Darklands, you know. Are there any bugs underneath?
Sure.
I'd do some digging.
So you start digging, you find a little patch, you're like, all right, this seems like a good spot to start digging around. And you start going through and you know, it seems like you have to dig a little bit further than you would expect in other places you've been to. So you keep going a little bit further and eventually you see something kind of wiggle around in there. But it seems pretty like it's very quick. So you try to dig a little bit more. And eventually you do find some sort of grubs. They're different from what you expect. They are all these like black and dark purple and very just like pokey.
I would like to eat bugs. Them.
Okay. Michael, what are you doing over there?
I found a snack, Bear Body. Oh, goodness.
You begin to eat them. And they have this like very unsatisfying kind of crunch, you know, like that unexpected, like when you expect to have like mac and cheese and then there's something very hard and jagged in there. And you're like, why? What?
Well, how's it taste over there at least?
Oh, this is barely edible.
But you did find some grub, though. Were you trying to increase a bear point?
I was, yes. Right, I'd like to go further into bear, I think.
You're getting further into bear. You got very bearish right there.
Describe it a little bit further. Is it just, like, completely dead? There's no
So there's trees definitely, or plants like, or stumps and bear trees. None of them have leaves. They have, like, a bunch of limbs that are all just, like, curled and gnarled.
And then... Are we going towards, did you say it was a big building?
Yes. So once you guys have actually entered this land, you do actually see the faintest outline, or at least the very top of a building off in the distance. And you can see some lights glowing from it as if it's calling you to go towards it. So you have a feeling, all right, this must be the place. Because looking around, there's nothing else really anywhere. Like you can see for miles, you feel like, in every direction. Except right before you, where you see there's all those trees and then a bunch of like dried vines wrapped around and then the top of a building. So you continue towards that. So eventually you guys spot in the distance a couple of humanoids wearing bright yellow jackets. They stand out pretty good in this, like, very bleak landscape. It's bright yellow. One of them has a couple of, like, black stripes. The other one's just plain yellow. And you note that their hair, they used a lot of gel to like form their bangs into these two little antenna that are just like wrapping around their heads, like slicked which back. The rest of it is just like slicked back. They got like scarves that they like pull up to like feel all cool and everything. And you see that there are a few groups of people ahead of you that are dressed rather nicely, and they're all wearing masks. All of them are either black or yellow, or various forms of both colors. And these two guys, so there's a path that you are walking down, and it goes straight towards where they are, which they're blocking. And side by side along this path are all these thick, gnarled trees all along. And you can see those people are going up to them, and they're like looking at the masks, and they'll nod and let them in, step by, let those through, then close that gap as they watch the next group come in, and they're looking at their masks, checking them. They might be talking a little bit, step aside, let them through. So this is the first checkpoint. Mm.
Okay, I like kind of put my paw out to stop you guys. And Hermione says, I think, hold up a second. I think those are those yellow jackets that Queenie was telling us about. See how they're, you see, son, how they're checking those people? We need masks. We need to get our hands on some of those masks. What do you think?
There is a bit of a line. There are a couple, well, there's a handful of groups before you that are waiting. Some are small, some are a larger group. There's like a couple. There's one where there's like a bunch of kids. There's another one where it's just a fairly decent sized amount of adults, maybe like between 6 or 8, you think. So,
yeah. Michael, I think this might be your time to shine. I think maybe you should distract some of those people and we can try and steal their masks.
Hey, I'm good at distraction. Distracting.
It's true. You're a very adorable son. I like pinch his cheek.
Good Lord, Hermione, he's an adult.
Maybe I could lure some of them away with my adorableness from the rest of the group.
Goodness, yes.
And then we eat them.
Okay. No.
I thought just take the mask, but
yeah,
a little energy might be good, too.
Let's see.
That's my boy.
No. We'll see what happens when they get here. What do you think, Keisha? Do you think me planning a takedown is criminal?
I would say it sounds like if it goes well, you get a criminal point.
Okay.
If this plan goes without a hitch.
Okay. Yes. So, Michael, and possibly with the help of your adorable son, Bartholomew, I think you can distract three of those people and we can take their masks.
How are we going to go from the distraction zone, which very clearly he is proficient in, to the taking the mask zone if Eaton is off the table?
So very.
Potentially, we could just knock them unconscious.
Or if you can get them away from the pack, we can just scare them and take the masks.
That is less violent.
How close are we to the people?
You're close enough that it's only like maybe 20 feet, I say, as you guys are like huddled to the side, planning all this, taking a look and seeing,
okay,
you know, who's easiest to pick, maybe. What kind of group are you looking for? Which ones are you wanting to get? Just the ones that's at the tail end or ones that's like, oh, we have to spot a couple with a kid? Or
I think just kind of the last three.
Tail end, probably. Yeah.
All right. So the tail end is just a small group of just really gaggly girls.
Perfect.
There's about four of them at the very end. And they're all just like talking to each other like, oh my God, I'm like so excited for this. I know, Becky. It's gonna be the best. The first one, there's like no bear. They're like love bear. Like, I know.
Go charm them, Michael. Get them to step away a little further.
Bartholomew, how well do you think you could act hurt if I told them my son was in danger and you were so cute? They'd come running for sure.
That's true.
Very well.
Is there a tree nearby? One of those.
There are many trees.
I think
all along this path that you were on.
I think to top off this wonderful plan you two are crafting, I'm just going to climb up in that tree right there And whenever you bring them over to Bartholomew, I'll jump behind them and scare them.
Yeah. You give a good roar.
You got it, son. You'll see how mommy does it. So I'll climb up this tree. All right. And this is going to be my, I guess this is to go into bear.
For climbing? Mm-hmm. I guess so.
So I'm going to roll for it, right? With proficiency.
I guess so. Or with
advantage, yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Let's do it. You're being a bear. But if this goes well, then you'll go back into
climb. So I have to get 4, 5, or 6, less than 3 right now.
Right. So if you... Okay, so it's considered a failure if it's higher than what you have. So yes. Yeah, if you roll 4, 5, 6, it's a failure.
Okay, let's see. I rolled a 1, and this one's hard to see, a 3.
Well, so there you go. Either way.
Well, I climbed.
Nicely done.
It's cool. The finest climbing I've ever seen, Hermione.
You can't help but like watch as she climbs so beautifully.
Oh, all man. Right, shush up now. Bartholomew, give us your best performance.
Should I wear my wig for this?
I think you're so much more adorable in that wig, sweetie.
Okay.
Your mother's right, son.
Who's that a mean? Good boy? Okay, so I'm hiding in the tree.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I go kind of under the tree. Maybe there's some bushes or something.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of like...
They're very pokey, though, so you're just kind of like... Ah. Yeah. Getting kind of snagged.
Go in there to like pretend like I'm hurt, and then I start getting like pricked. By these wires, and I'm like, ow!
You're actually hurt. It actually sounds pretty realistic.
And as Michael Barbs approaches this group, can we speak? What's the talking rule?
So, when it comes to humans, you don't really know humanoid speech very well.
Okay.
You keep it very, like, short. And you're not able to do, like, full sentences.
Okay.
But you try your best to, like, grunt your way through this.
Okay.
So
okay.
Try to keep it concise and short. That's sure. The point.
Okay. Then I would like to really, really sell the son in danger thing. I want to kind of have my crown askew. Okay. And I want to rip a couple little holes in my shirt. Right. All right, like, wow. Like, this has been a tussle. And then I would like to, in that fantastic bear way, sort of shamble forward on my back legs, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to fool them, right?
Yes, yeah, so you're trying to be humanoid.
So I'm kind of like, well, again, audio format, but I'm like arms to my side, like teetering, running up to this group. And I would just like to grunt out, son, hurt, and gesture like wildly towards this tree. Son, hurt, help.
And you see them all turn and they go, oh my God, look at his outfit. Like, oh man, you're bringing the 90s back. I love it.
And as I'm gesturing, I kind of want to like vogue for just a second. Right? And then get back
to... Bartholomew's probably like, here's it. You just hear... I can't believe I was married to that.
It's probably almost more the outfit than anything that actually gets them really excited. And they go, oh my God, like, oh no. Like, if you have a son, he's got to be, like, uber cute. Oh, let's go help him. Yeah, that bee is, like, such a great Instagram story. And they all, like, go running with their hands, like, kind of flopping at their sides.
Teetering back also towards the bush.
Okay.
So they run over, and they see you, Bartholomew, stuck in the bushes, and you're crying out. And they're all leaning around, like, oh, my God, oh, no. Oh, my God, you're so cute. Like, oh.
And then Hermione takes this opportunity to jump behind them onto the ground. She kind of... And do they turn around?
Oh, yeah. They would hear this, like, heavy thump. And some of them, two of them would turn and go, what was that?
And so Hermione stays on all four paws and just roars at them really loud and, like, shows them her teeth. So.
Oh, my God. All right, you're being very much a bear.
Yep.
Roll for bear. Okay. To be more bear or less bear. Or same bear.
Ooh, that's a 6. Mm-mm. I'm more bear.
Yeah, you just screaming out in that growl. They definitely go screaming for sure.
Okay.
They're like, ah! And they go running off into the bushes, into the forest in the side, and their masks go flying.
Hooray.
But you definitely feel a lot more bear from that, for sure.
Well, that worked, didn't it?
But honestly. Then noticing that little whole thing worked out, now you go back into criminal. Because
okay, well, let's see, though. I got a roll, right? Itch.
So
do we have to roll every time? Is that how that works?
I don't think you roll for that.
No, oh, really? For that one, since it was like a plan, yeah. The plan went well.
So I just get it.
Straight up,
so
yeah.
Just go back. Guys,
yep, are more criminal.
Well, I'm not. Now I'm balanced because yep. I just got that bear.
And I ate bugs. So I'm balanced.
So you're
too.
Balanced as well. But your son is like, huh, I'm learning the ways of criminal.
It's picking up a little too fast. Okay, so let's go collect those masks, you guys. Good job. We all played our roles beautifully.
Better than
somebody
expected.
Somebody help me out of this bush.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were just acting. Okay, come on. And I like pull him out.
Ouch.
I say, oh, are you okay? And I'm like patting him.
I like check my like wig. I'm like kind of coming in.
Would it be
out
weird if I was
claws.
Licking you? Is that weird for mother bear to do to teenage
That'll make you more bear.
Bear.
Criminals okay. Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
I know of.
He's too old for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fitting, though, because you're being a little bit less bear, so you're actually like, oh, appearance and wig. And That makes sense.
I'm proud of you, son. You did well.
So you successfully have 4 masks. So each one of you at least has one. Does anyone decide to take the spare or toss it aside?
Are they like, put the second one on? Like I put them on like vertically. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, is this how it works?
Oh no, honey, no, honey. And I come over and help you straighten and just put one on.
We raised an idiot.
Okay.
Well, he is half your child after all.
Half yours as well.
The better half, obviously.
I like both my halves.
You inherited both of the idiot halves to become one whole idiot.
Okay, yeah, I think we just need the 3, though.
So are the masks of different designs?
They're each different, yes. One is black, one is yellow, one is black and yellow striped. And that third one is completely black with just like a line of yellow across the eyes. Mm.
I wonder if perhaps I should take the 4th in case I need to swap up identities inside the the convention center.
Just don't let anybody catch you with it.
Of course not.
Not like that one time we were trying to heist all of those squirrels' nuts. You remember that one, don't you? We had them buried deep, and you were like, oh no, I'd need 2 disguises. And what happened? The second disguise slowed you down. You remember, don't you?
Look, I forgot that a squirrel's a lot smaller than a bear, okay? Neither disguise was good.
Flashback to the squirrels, and they're like a foot smaller. That's it. Is that putting a point into criminal?
Yep.
All right. Let's do
it. It is.
All right.
Nice. The old squirrel nut heist.
A classic.
Yep. That was in our prime.
We'll have to go over. I'm interested in how you guys met. We need to go over that. All right. So you throw on the mask, you get in line, and eventually it's your turn. So you see the 2 yellow jackets looking at each other. Hey, what do you think these guys look like? Hey, I don't know. Let's check it out here. And they like lean in. You guys have your mask. And you kind of hold them up like, hey. And they like look at each other. And they look at the little clipboards that they have. And they're like, all right. You're in. Good luck. Yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
Oh my god, those voices are terrible.
I know.
Hermione like saunters past. She's definitely on 2 legs because that seems
yes.
more human-like.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And she says, "Frankfurter."
What?
Frankfurter.
Oh yeah, you're welcome.
She just keeps walking, trotting.
Accent is changing. And you get through the first checkpoint successfully. Good job.
Mm.
So you guys have your full-on disguises now. So you walk up, and it's not too far to that second checkpoint. And you see there's just one couple just ahead of you that are there. And again, there are those 2 yellow jackets that are standing there. One of them has his arms crossed. He's pretty beefed up. He actually can only like cross his arms a little bit. He's so muscly. And the other one's just like really tall and lanky. And you see them looking down. Again, they also have their own clipboards. And you hear one go, all right, so give me the password. You know what to do. They look down at the couple and they say, okay, what do you think? Oh, well,
I wasn't quite prepared for this. I think I have one. Are you sure? Yeah, okay. I'm buzzing with excitement. And they look down and shake their head. Nope. That one's already been taken. Try again.
Ooh.
They're like, oh no. Okay. I am in disbelief that we've been invited. All right, that checks out. That one hasn't been used yet. Nice one. Nice. And they like usher them inside and they walk inside like, whoof. And they close right up.
Interesting. Does anybody know a good password?
That's all the right, next brains.
That's the next stage here. What do you think, son? We got something we can use. What do you think those yellow jackets would want us to say? Anybody?
Uh-oh. It's only the second checkpoint.
Wordplay was never my strength.
Is there anybody else that we can watch? Is there
people in here that are kind of just milling around?
Like, there's a couple others that are just like, oh man, like I only have one more shot and I have to come up with another one and it's so hard. How do you pun? So you can like try to overhear and see if you hear them kind of mumble another one that you might want to try to use, if that's what you're trying
to
do.
Well, I was actually kind of going to see if Bermione can scope out this part of the building a little bit more. Is that just that one entrance? Is there like a window?
So it's not quite to the building yet. It's more like these are gates that you have to get through.
Oh no.
So you went through the first one.
The security here is amazing.
There's one more before you're actually at the old convention center.
Practically a fortress.
It's high security for sure.
Yes, well, perhaps we should just go up there and try our luck. What do you two think?
I just don't know any good bee puns.
Yeah, I thought of two.
My punter is based around bears.
That might work. They do hate bears in this part. Everything is worth a try.
What if it exposes us?
Well, we'll just have to go to plan B.
Eat them?
No.
Hey.
Your solution cannot always be to eat people. We've talked about this, Michael.
Crap, you just made two bee puns right there. You should be all honest.
Should be discussing this in front of them.
Do the plan B thing. That was good.
Okay. I will.
All right, so this was your plan. Mm-hmm. All right, so this will be criminal if it succeeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I saunter up to them. You two have to be behind me, though, but just keep quiet. Don't say anything. Let me do the talking for once. You just come here. Come here. You're coming in the front, honey. And I like pull Barthal in front and like stand him in front of me and put my hands on his shoulders.
Stumble in.
And I go, just don't say anything. Don't say anything.
All right, what's the password?
I don't know if you tried plan A, but plan B?
He's like looking at his clipboard. All right, so we don't get to use dice much, but I'm going to use it. And if it succeeds, it's an odd number. If it fails, if it's already on the clipboard,
can Bartholomew help me by being disarmingly adorable?
I'm like looking up with like big eyes, just like blinking. Just making little like cartoonish noises when I blink.
Your eyelashes elongate and you just
And I whisper in his ear and I'm like, tell them that you can't believe you were invited.
That's what the last people said.
I don't think so.
You're the brains, my son. Good call.
Once you got brains, if you come up with something, you can definitely roll with your advantage.
I'm gonna say, sure would be sweet if we could get inside.
That's a good one.
All right.
And I go, now, honey, let's let them decide. That was one.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and roll for your disarmingness. You get to roll 2d6s. Oh.
Six and a five.
Wow.
Is that an...
So that would be a failure. either. That because you're trying to be
a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be higher than my criminal score.
Yes. I just want to double
Which
check,
means
though.
It would not work.
So, yeah, it's not working. Oh, they were so good, too. So all of those puns that you just gave, they're looking at their clipboard, and they're literally, like, knocking every single one as you go, if you say that, like, down the list, and they just go, nope.
Really?
Got two more tries.
Neither of those worked.
Well, he failed.
Oh, man. Well, can I try them?
Yes.
With those ones I had already said?
No.
Oh, I said two already. Man.
Everything in unison. They were like, yeah, we already had that.
All right, connect. Michael, it's your time to shine. You got to get us through here as a family. Prove that I'm still worthy of your partnership.
I believe you mean prove that I'm still worthy of your partnership. But I appreciate your self-deprecating nature, Bear Miney.
Oh, God.
This is my weakness. I'm in hell right now.
Everything feels really hot and burning around.
Like pulling my collar out. Like, oh, God.
Oh, I'm thinking. Sweating bullets.
Bartholomew looks back up at the guards and he goes, you know, sure does sting that you won't let me in.
Nice.
All right, roll again.
Let's do one this time.
No, you can use both because you're using your cuteness.
Oh,
I
because I'm using my
Charming adorableness.
Okay, so I got a one. So
nicely
that one
done. So how do you say it? What is it that makes this one work? What
I like you do? It's all in the eyes again. So it's almost like I start watering a little bit.
Oh, they've been open for so long.
And I looked just, so disappointed and disheartened that I might not get into the convention.
And I go, oh, honey, see what you've done to him. Yeah, sad panda.
It sure does sting.
You just hear,
oh. Oh, it's so cute.
Nobody knows this about me, but I love the kawaii.
Oh, God.
And you see him go, all right, you can come in. And they part, and you are welcomed through.
Hey, y'all know what weeb backwards is?
What?
Bew.
Hey. And you say that just as you pass him. And you see him just go,
is he with you?
Yep. Come along, Michael.
You're so lucky, buddy.
Oh, that so just...
You sure saved that for the last minute.
So that worked. Nicely done.
Wow, that was like, close.
That was really close, yes.
None of us could think of any puns.
I know. I was like, all you have to do is just say B and something and you're good. Apparently not.
Good thing Bartholomew's the brains because he saved us.
You have just proven to these two the whole time they were like, oh, he's the brains. All right. You're like, ha ha. You actually fell through with your plan.
Like, say, Michael, I know nice we don't always get along, but this is the one good thing that we have together. Look at him. He's so smart.
Really pulled our bacon out of the fire on that one.
Probably like up ahead, like sauntering.
Like, you're like feeling yourself.
Yeah, it's like so proud. Oh,
so cute. Wig swaying.
Yeah.
Well, we still got one more checkpoint to get through.
Yes.
This Lovely. Is just where we use the hamani.
Yes.
Hamani.
Yes. So go ahead and give yourself a point in criminal because that went very well and you're doing very much criminalness.
Oh, wow.
So
he's very criminal.
You're getting pretty close. You guys haven't had him do anything very.
Five out of six.
Yep. You're starting to see that your child is doing really well and like standing up straight and being very human. He's got this like sly look in his eyes as he looks back at you two as if he's like, do I need these suckers? Do I really need these guys? They've done nothing but just pull me down.
Uh-oh.
He's already forgotten when he got stuck in the bramble woods.
Just takes one success.
Yeah, that's
all I needed.
So you get to the last checkpoint, and again, it's just by two yellow jackets, and all they do is hold out their hands.
Mm. I look at Michael. I, like, elbow him a little bit. The money.
I just walk up and I go, Hermione.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
What the fuck? I don't know.
Hermione.
They're diverse except for bears.
Hermione. Hermione.
Hermione.
Hermione.
Hermione, you're a very good boy.
Oh, and then I elbow you again.
And they're holding out their hands, but they're kind of like,
and I reach down, but I'm kind of fumbling because it's like it's tied to my belt, right? Yeah. I don't have freaking thumbs. Yeah. So like,
you're too much bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I want to help him, but I want to go try and bite the string off. So, like a bear.
As people do. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Okay. Roll the bite like a bear.
Okay. So I needed a 1 or 2, right? So I got a 6. Okay.
So you got a 6 being in bear?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you failed.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't come free because you failed.
I'd like to kind of just like shake my hips some so the bag kind of just like flops up into their hand, but is still tied to my belt.
Oh man, I wish there were more rolls for that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just kind of gesture at the money.
It's like, very well then, and opens it up and clinks out all these gold coins, and they go, huh, okay, very well, it is accepted. And they wave you in.
This time I get to saunter forward.
With those hips?
Exactly. Like Shakira said, they don't lie.
Oh, man. Nicely done. So you guys have gone through all of those checkpoints. Would you argue that makes you more criminal or not necessarily? With that little shink.
Mm.
I mean, that's the hard part about
it. It made me less bear.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
True. It was very criminal, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. Kind of neutral.
However, I do think that's not, now that we're through the third checkpoint, I want to check on Bartholomew. Son, I bet you're famished. Should we try and get you a snack and take a little reprieve?
Yeah, I would sure love that. And like, have we entered?
So you have entered. Like, you can see the building completely before you now. The front doors are open. And you can see that there's, like, all kinds of lights outside as little decorations. There's a bunch of tables of little samples of some of the honey that that all of the Yellow Jackets are like, this is the honey that we are going to be selling to you tonight. So please take a sample and taste the deliciousness. You want it, don't you?
You can get samples? Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, there are samples. Everywhere.
Play it cool, play it cool. I'll go first.
Honey just hits you the second you see
them, like salivating. I'll go first. And I like carefully walk up to the first guy with a sample of honey. And I just stand in front of him.
You want some honey, my dear.
And I just like do a big bear nod.
No, it's irresistible.
I think I would take it and smell it. And it smells so good that I would just like, like slurp all it's like in a cup.
Oh yeah, they're just like these like delicate little tiny glass vials.
So my big bear tongue is like swirling it. Like I'm not even holding it in my hand sometimes. I'm just like slurping. I'm like
the guy watching just quirks up one eyebrow like
I would say that's pretty bear.
That's very bear. Okay. Definitely going to bear.
Yes. Bear roll? Or do I just take the
point? No, it's just straight up bear.
Great. Bear point.
Yeah. If you will, if you take some honey, you automatically go into bear. So
then I like look behind my shoulder at you guys and I kind of just like give them the cup back and move on, but I wait to see what you guys are gonna do.
I say like you look back after eating all this honey and you see Bartholomew's like on the side of the thing and there's like maybe some house plants or something and I'm just like munching like on the leaves
just, like, there happens to be decorative bamboo as well.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
So I'm naturally drawn to that.
Okay.
I'm just like eating it.
Bartholomew, wouldn't you care for some honey, boy?
And, like, look around with like leaves in my mouth and like saunter over to the like honey table.
Yeah,
I love that you're like chewing cud as you walk
as I show up. Still like
your child.
I'd say that was pretty bear on its own.
Yes, you definitely get to have a bear point now.
Polar bear or not?
Nicely done,
panda bear.
Good, you needed that. Getting a little too criminal, son.
Yep, it's getting pretty high.
Let me remind you who you are.
Okay. All right,
so you guys gonna get honey samples then?
I have an idea here.
Oh.
I would like to sort of saunter up to the honey salesman, mm-hmm. if you will. Sample.
Oh, yes, of course. He holds out the entire tray before you. There's five samples.
No.
And I have like the, you and Ratatouille, when he eats the Ratatouille and like his eyes go big.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, honey. And I stare for a minute, but I'm only two bear.
That's two bear. So, it's not as.
Yeah, I'm shaking it off a little bit. And I would like to take one cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to very it's between my two paws. And I'd like to very delicately, with a pinky out somehow. That doesn't make sense, but I don't care.
You just see a little funk.
And I would like to sip it very, very daintily.
Nice.
Very face of the party style.
Oh, that's so good.
And then I would like to go behind. Is he like in a little stall or something? Or what's the...
Oh, no. They're just walking around, just giving samples to people.
So in that case, I want to go behind the plants he was eating. And I want to change masks.
Oh, okay.
And I want to go back to round two.
Okay. So you go up one in bear mm-hmm. right now for that first one. So you switch your masks and you come back around.
Okay, so that's up one in bear for the first honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be criminal for the second one.
You can pull it off.
I mean. You walk up and go, sample.
My, an entirely different person. Yes, indeed. I've never seen you before. Oh, I know, aren't we all? Please, just relax and have a sample of the world's greatest honey.
And I would like to, again, take the honey between my two paws. And I want to walk over and say, Sean, you need some extra snacks. And I'd like to slide the honey in front of Bartholomew.
Dink!
Slide.
Yeah, you, like, put it down and I immediately just, like, fall, like, onto my, my legs. Like, I stop standing up and I'm just, like, slurping at it and, like, nosing at it a lot and kind of eat it up. Pretty quickly.
Oh, all right, so be more bear.
Bamboo sure wasn't helping.
A growing bear needs his honey.
All right, yeah. So that definitely attracts a lot of attention as people like look over and they see a child on all fours licking honey out of this little glass on the ground. And there's just some like, oh, is he okay? Is she okay?
And then Bartholomew. Michael, let's go over here.
Bartholomew, you're bringing a crowd, boy. We need to go.
Let's go.
I kind of realize I'm like, get back up. Like, stand up on my back legs again.
All right.
And I'd like to gesture the crowd, be like, hungry, starving.
Ah, bad parenting.
Oh.
I would like to consider eating this person, but not actually do it.
Feel free to consider. Feel free to eat a person.
Oh my god!
All right, I want to say I don't know the strict rules of this, but I'm making these rules. You acted like a bear in public, and people are very suspicious. Mm-hmm. Roll to see if you succeed in being like, "Oh no, I'm a person. I'm not a bear," because
yeah.
People are whispering, "Like, is that a?" It's a bear. It's a rather hairy child.
Okay, nice. I'll just roll one because I'm not being adorable right now.
No, I guess not.
Not necessarily.
So
yeah, that's a 5.
All right, so your act fails. Ooh. And people are suspicious of you in particular.
Uh-oh.
There are some whispers and like looking around for like guards.
Mm.
Some of them are kind of like, oh, I don't. I think that might be a bear. Is that a person? I'm not really sure. That looks like me in the winter. It's hard to tell. So you are definitely, there are some people that are on high alert. If you guys publicly make more demonstrations like this, the plan will fail.
Oof.
So that is one mark against you currently. So their eyes watching specifically. They're following you.
Do not understand the ramifications of my actions.
So how do you proceed? You do see, so you're in the like little courtyard right now where people are lingering and talking and sampling the honey, which is absolutely delicious, by the way. You guys all had a taste and it is
superb. It is to the point where if you ever eat another sweet thing again, it will never live up to this.
Oh, man.
That good.
It will just...
Creme de la creme.
Yes, exactly. Like everything else, you will only think about this honey as you eat this fruit or this cake or anything else. You only think about that honey, man. So you look around, so you do see that old convention center that they tried to spice up a little bit. You know, again, they have a bunch of lights and they did a paint job and everything. So it looks kind of nice, but it's obvious that it's been here a while. It's pretty old. It's pretty run down, but they did their best. The doors are wide open for people to go into the main area. But you do also note that those stingers you heard about are placed around that building. And they all have those nasty looking fingernails that they make sure to show as they're walking around, you know, display them in any way that they can, you know, like fluffing up their jackets a little bit, you know, like, I know I look nice and this is what I am. But it's definitely guarded all around, besides that one entrance that you can go into. That some people kind of go in and out and just, you know, just taking it very easy.
What do you think, boys? What's the next part of this plan going to be?
Well, we need to find where they're keeping the honey.
That's right. Where would you hide a bunch of delicious, sumptuous honey if you were trying to hide it from someone?
My tummy.
Even if it was more honey than you could eat, there's got to be somewhere. Or safe room or something.
Well, do you think there's a... You're the hacker. Is there a computer, man? I don't know computers. Is there a mainframe you can get into?
I don't think it's like computers. I think I would like no computers. Yeah. I assumed it was just like the inner workings of, I don't know, things in general, you know?
Yeah, just trying to like investigate everywhere. And
but I do think that's a good point. I bet Bermione would, if even if she didn't really know what like buildings were necessarily, she probably would be able to understand how they were shaped from looking at them, you know?
So do you decide to kind of do like a perimeter check?
Yeah, I think I should do that.
Check it out?
Yeah,
all right.
I'll use my hacker skill to do that.
Nice. Yeah, I'll definitely let you roll for that and see how much information you get while you're like walking around. You're just casually strolling.
Okay,
you know, do you guys
come
with or you two going to stay behind and she just does her thing?
I'm going to let her do her thing,
yeah.
I think.
All right. Yeah, I'll let her.
All
right. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Saunters away.
Keep a nose down. Oh, that's a six.
Did you roll?
You roll twice.
Twice?
Right.
Twice. Yeah.
Because you're using your ability.
Four.
All right. So the most that you can get, because you're trying to like look into the windows, you can see that there's different rooms and different things are going on. There's one that seems to be fairly crowded with a lot of people in it. There's another one that's very empty, but you see a lot of, it looks like containers, perhaps, of sorts.
What
but you
shape?
Can't see what's in there. Just basic round containers that are metallic,
that
sealed
looks
up.
Like somewhere honey might be.
In getting to the back, you definitely see a room that's just pitch black. You didn't get a glimpse in there whatsoever. And then coming back around, you meet up with these two. So you don't get much detail beyond that.
Okay, I'll come back to the family. Say, I think I know where you could put a bunch of honey. You've got these round containers in a room over there. But I almost am certain that there's some of those yellow jackets guarding it.
Did you spy out a way to get in there?
I think it's just through that entrance where the people are going. You can keep acting like people, can't
we? People are.
Well, if they're just letting folks in, why don't you just saunter on in
there? I think we should try, yes.
Easiest heist of our lives.
So you walk in through the open doors, and it's a relatively large area, and you just see, like, tables of refreshments and foods, and it seems like all kinds of food that are made, especially, like, the primary ingredient is honey, that are just very tantalizing sitting there for you all. On both sides, you can see that those tables are blocking doors into two rooms, one on the left and one on the right. And it curves around, and you see there are two stingers guarding a locked door at the other end. But people are free to mill about in this main area here.
Oh, man. Taking more samples. My head whips around as soon as we enter that room, and I go straight to the food. It smells so good.
It is. It's so good.
And I think at first, Bermione would, like, still be walking upright and picking up an item one at a time with her paws. But as soon as she tasted one, she would drop down to her feet and just start, like, devouring a whole tray of, like, honey cakes or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They're so good, I bet.
Well, you gotta roll, and you guys gotta try to recover, like, you... Want to try not to be so bearish in front of everybody.
That's a 4.
Okay. Yep. So, again, people are, like, looking over, like, oh, why is she on the floor? It's just like her child. Is that where her child learned it from? My goodness, does she have Bartholomew?
I would like to sort of take Bartholomew and distance ourselves a lot
from Bartholomew. Yeah, I really, like, can't control myself because it's so tasty.
And just kind of pull, like, a... Like a, you know, that's not us.
So go into bear.
Okay.
And again, so that's another point against you guys. Uh-oh. You can see the two stingers guarding that door kind of like flick up their collar and they seem to be talking into their collar and kind of pointing with their sharp curving fingernails.
Ugh.
I would like to approach Bermione. Shui. You lost control again. Stand up. You're in public right now. Come on, woman.
Oh, but Michael, have you tried them? The honey cakes, they're so good.
Don't tempt me, temptress. We have a job to do.
This is just like that time you were mad that I wouldn't take your last name. Why would I be Bermione Bear? That's so stupid.
Why are you bringing this up now, woman?
Not in front of the kid.
Well, I think while this, you guys are, like, arguing, and it's, like, pretty loud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I go over, like, in front of the guards and just, like, just do a little, like, jig. Like, I'm kind of doing a little dance. I'm just, like, trying to distract them. You know, like, they're sort of trying to look, like, past me at, like, what's going on with, like, these two. And I'm just, like, in front of them, like, doing dancing. This little dance. Like
Dancing.
Just having to take some of their attention off of my... Idiot parents.
All right. Roll for a criminal with advantage because you're being so cute.
That's hurtful, son.
You didn't hear any of that. That was just my inner monologue.
4 and a 5.
4 and a 5. Wow. And I've only got 3 in criminal.
Oh, no. You guys took away his criminal too much. It didn't work. And you're getting angry about this because your parents are fighting. You're doing your little jig and no one cares. No one finds it that cute. So you actually have to have a point in bear now. Less criminal. Wow. As they're focusing on this little tiff that's going on between these two suspecting individuals.
Bermione, listen to me.
What?
Do you remember when we robbed those eggs from that robin's nest?
Oh, gosh.
And I lost it and I was eating all the eggs. And you had to snap me back to reality.
Yes, you were quite fond of those eggs, weren't you?
Yes, I need you to listen. I'm doing the same thing for you here now.
You're right.
I need you to focus on the mission.
That was a pivotal moment of the mission. We wouldn't have succeeded if I wouldn't have brought you back.
How did he snap you back?
How would he? He'd give me a big bear hug from behind and lift me up off of the ground because he's way bigger than me.
So what happens this time? To snap you back. Snap either of you back.
Okay.
Well, just that story you told about the robins. Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
That's enough to... Yeah, definitely. I'll
remember that and you're like, oh,
I was trying to, flashback, okay. Like, you know,
all right,
remember when this was reversed?
All right.
And you had to save me?
Nicely done.
I do remember
you do flashback
that.
And
like I said, if it wouldn't happen, we wouldn't have made it out.
All right. So you guys are both back into criminal once more.
Okay. All right.
One more point. As your son is bearing out.
Oh, goodness.
In front of the two stingers, no less, guarding the locked door. And they are not impressed with this. They're, like, trying to shoo you away. They're like, we don't have time for this.
They all have different accents.
Diverse group, these yellow jackets.
Yes.
I'm glad they're so inclusive.
Yeah. Except for bears. You like bear, we don't like.
Yeah, bears suck.
Bear bad.
I hate like, bears.
Yeah,
bear bad.
We should all just back away and like regroup.
Okay.
All right. right.
Don't eat any of the food. It's too good.
That was a pretty unmitigated disaster on that one.
I'm embarrassed by what happened, son. I don't want you to see me like that.
Yeah, you got 2 points of suspicion, try not to raise that too much.
I don't like that there's a mechanic here that we're failing in.
What's the number? Three?
Right.
Five? Yeah. What do you guys do? What's your plan?